My relationship with Tucker has been one of the best things that happened to me. It's just necessary for my sanity.
That was Amy Gordon, a tech assistant in Party Hall, about her relationship with her boxer named Tucker. Miss Gordon and Tucker are a great example of the mutually beneficial relationship dogs and humans exhibit with each other and the strong connection that forms due to the relationship they share. My name is Quinn Revere.
And my name is Jake Renko. We are first-year students. We conducted an interview with Amy Gordon to hear about her personal relationship with her dog. We opened the interview by asking about the adoption story of Tucker. Miss Gordon wasn't looking for a dog and was hesitant at first, but once she met Tucker for the first time, she knew it was love at first sight. Miss Gordon feels like she connects with Tucker on an emotional and social level.
He's my best bud, but he's perfect for me.
Tucker's role is more than just a pet in Miss Gordon's life. Dogs often have a special spot in our lives, and oftentimes we consider them as a part of the family. We care for them and like to think they care for us. We want the best for the life of our dogs. Tucker's significance has moved him from just a house pet to a classified family member.
But it's like I worry about him like the kids. So he's always just kind of been that kid for me.
The bond between the two is special and undeniable. The affection and joy she describes between them every day when she comes home is a sense of happiness.
He's just easy. It's just easy to attach to take care of.
In Pack a Tube, Caroline Knapp states how dogs tend to hone in on one member of the family, to single out one person as its alpha god, king of universe. Miss Gordon is Tucker's universe. Their relationship is just them two, allowing them to connect even more. According to a post by Science Magazine, dogs can help people lower stress levels by increasing their levels of oxytocin. Oxytocin is a powerful hormone that regulates social interaction and is a huge factor in the bonding of people. Studies have shown that oxytocin levels in humans increase when interacting with dogs.
He's exactly what I need. He got me through a divorce. He came with me for the move.
Tucker didn't know what was happening, but he was still there for Miss Gordon, showing love and affection all the time. He took her mind off those drastic things and most likely reduced her stress levels. In comparison to other relationships in her life, Miss Gordon eagerly explains that Tucker is the best dog ever.
My relationship with Tucker has been one of the best things that happened to me.
In Alexander Horowitz's book, Inside of a Dog, it explains how dogs are indelibly attached to us. Horowitz goes on to back that up by stating dogs are responsive and crucially they pay attention to us. People love the satisfaction of their dog being indelibly attached to them, as well as the affection dogs give them when they're at their lowest, and Tucker did just that for Miss Gordon.
Tucker was there for Miss Gordon during some of the toughest times in her life, and she gives us some insight into how the roles in their relationship have shifted.
My last two boxers died at age 7, and Tucker is now 7. Been on good food the whole time. He's not near fertilizer and pesticides in the lawn. So I've just done things differently with him, and I'm hoping I'll have him for a good long time.
The incidence of cancers in most purebred dogs, including boxers, is increasing due to the small populations selectively bred for physical and behavioral characteristics that correspond to official breed standards. Despite Miss Gordon's best efforts, Tucker was recently diagnosed with cancer, suggesting that he was genetically predisposed to the disease.
Now I'm there for him.
Miss Gordon is now forced to grapple with the ethical dilemma of spending a large amount of money to take care of Tucker as he grows older.
He had cancer last year. It's a wrestling match, so I don't know if I want to spend that on a dog. And yet, I would.
In A Case for Animal Rights, philosopher Tom Regan would refer to Tucker as the subject of a life, just like any human. While Tucker may not have a conscious awareness of any sort of illness or possess any sort of expectation to receive medical attention, Regan would assert that Tucker has the right to proper medical attention to contribute to his quality of life and reduce any potential suffering.
Regan classifies deprivation as a type of harm. Miss Gordon clearly loves Tucker and understands the necessity to provide Tucker with all necessary resources in this situation. Furthermore, she exhibits cognitive empathy toward Tucker, as Professor Lori Gruen explains in her book, Entangled Empathy. This means that Miss Gordon refrains from projecting her own emotions onto Tucker's experience and is instead engaged in imaginative reflection that allows her to better see his perspective.
I did not have him neutered. That's how chill he is. This seemed cruel. He's not ever given me a reason to.
This was one of the most interesting comments Miss Gordon shared with us, as a widespread debate exists about the compulsory sterilization of household pets. Sterilization surely prevents widespread euthanasia of millions of unwanted pets, and was popularized after the 1970s, during which 24 million dogs and cats were euthanized each year, being reduced to just 4 million in 2007. Ms. Gordon explains that she appreciates Tucker's physical guard dog qualities, and feels that neutering him would remove some of his masculinity. And there may be some truth to her thinking, according to a 1997 UC Davis study.
10-15% of the neutered dogs in this study displayed less aggression toward unfamiliar dogs and territorial intruders. However, Tucker's friendly demeanor and eagerness to meet unfamiliar dogs exist despite his uncastrated nature.
Ms. Gordon's positive treatment of Tucker stems from her seeing him as a member of the family and her desire to do what's in his best interest. She clearly loves Tucker and sees him as a subject of a life. Her desire to refrain from castrating Tucker because she believes this would, as Reagan would say, detract directly from the individual's overall welfare and deprive the individual of opportunities for satisfaction that Tucker is entitled to enjoy. Ms. Gordon and Tucker provide each other with a meaningful, positive relationship. Tucker has been with her through multiple hardships from her divorce to a big move. Providing such comfort and causing an equally nurturing response from a human is arguably something only a dog can do. When that human is able to effectively empathize with an animal in a relationship without overly projecting one's own emotions onto that animal helps foster an extremely strong relationship. Ms. Gordon and Tucker clearly display these characteristics and are a prime example of the positive effects humans and dogs have on each other.